You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. We've been off for nearly 3 weeks, which apparently isn't long enough for one of us.
Sounds like a golden opportunity for Phil and Frank.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. Welcome. You're
long
back.
Vacation.
You're back. And by the way, it's been a month for me. 3 weeks, nothing.
I love how you show up for work, and then you got camera crews following you everywhere you go.
I don't know who they are.
Another documentary on Michael Wilbon.
No,
that's what
the world
asked for.
There's no documentaries on me. Welcome to PTI. Tony couldn't make it all the way down to his basement today. So I am joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Louder in person, right?
Yeah.
Much
people
louder.
Have energy when they come back from vacay. Let's start with the ligament tear that's going to prevent Shohei Ohtani from pitching the rest of this season. Ohtani exited Wednesday's start with pain in his pitching elbow, and an MRI later revealed the UCL tear, his second such injury in 5 years, which could lead to another Tommy John procedure. It's being reported Ohtani will continue to be in the lineup as DH, as he did while recovering from the operation he had in 2018. Frank, still, where does this leave Ohtani, his free agency, and the Angels?
Such a bummer. Maybe that whole $500 million, maybe it's not going to go there.
Roll
but could
bit.
Be in that $300 to $400 million still, because he's a great draw. He's such a unique player. I just wonder if the days of him being a full-time starting pitcher might be over, because if he has the second surgery, right now we know that he's going to keep playing,
yeah,
which is great, and that's what he, you know, the fact that he can pitch and hit, it makes him so unique. I just don't think he can do that, and I think teams are going to be worried. If you're going to invest that much money in him, and you look at the history, it's one thing to come back from one Tommy John surgery. If he has that second one, the odds are not great, so I think that could impact the money. I still think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to go after him, but he can still be a great player. Think about this. Last two seasons, Mike, 40 home runs, 150 strikeouts that he's gotten. Oh, no one in baseball history has done that once.
No.
He's done it twice. I just think that those days, it's probably catching up to him, and those days might be over.
There's a reason why nobody had ever done it, because the human body has limits.
Yeah.
Even for great, freakish athletes, and Ohtani is one of them. To do it this long is amazing, right? Jaw-dropping. Yep. That's why the fascination. But, Frank, you know, the whole time I've been not skeptical of him, but skeptical of how long this could go on. You know, we're talking in Chicago about whether the Cubs, who can afford whatever, should spend $600 million on Ohtani. And I was saying no. No, because you don't know how long this can last. You get these injuries, the second Tommy John surgery. As a hitter, he is damn valuable.
Yep.
But you know what this reminds me of? And this is sad. It reminds me of Bo Jackson. I was at the game when Bo Jackson got hurt in Los Angeles in like 1991. Come on, Bo Jackson was doing two more dramatically different things than this.
Yep.
Because they're two different sports to be all pro level, all-star level in baseball and in football was an amazing thing. And you can't do it long because the human body has its limits. And it's not to suggest anything frail about Bo Jackson or Ohtani, other than there's a reason it's never, ever been done. Not for long. And so maybe he can come back as a closer. I hear that speculation. I feel sad, but he's a great player. He's still going to get paid a lot of money.
He has a lot of pride. He's a gamer. It doesn't look like he's going to pitch next year, but what if he were to tell teams, if you're going to sign me, I want to pitch and I want to hit and I want to be a starter. And that could scare off some teams.
Yeah.
But you said closer. Now think about this. The World Baseball Classic, he closed out that game against the U.S. In fact, he struck out his teammate Trout to win it. What if you did it that way, where maybe he's sometimes a setup guy, sometimes he's closing?
You still want to ask me if he can be Dennis
Eckersley
and...
I'm not asking him to throw 100 pitches.
No, I get it. Frank, there's a reason it's never been done. Even closing, and I hear you, because people want to see this kind of athlete, who's got this kind of charisma. You want to see him be all he can be. And we all want to live in the moment and say, ah, this has never been done before. Look, never been done before.
But a part-time, maybe part-time. He's still too valuable. He's still, his ERA is best in the league right now.
If he can hit 50 home runs, I'll take him being a full-time hitter. I'll forget about the rest.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. All right, let's move to Yankees general manager Brian Cashman calling his team season, quote, a disaster. That's kind of an understatement. The Yankees are on track for their first losing season since 1992, despite having the league's second highest payroll. Cashman added that it's been a shock, and he's embarrassed by it. All right, Mike. The White Sox, they just fired longtime leader Kenny Williams.
Yeah.
After a disappointing season, could you see the Yankees dumping Brian Cashman?
Sure, they could. I don't think they will. First of all, how many people out there are going to be better or as good, anywhere near as good as Brian Cashman or Kenny Williams?
Yeah.
Who was with the White Sox for 30 years, a dear friend who led them to a World Series when they were as drought-stricken as the Red Sox and Cubs in 2005. Kenny Williams put that team together. They became the president. So he wasn't the daily GM, even though they fired him. And Reinsdorf said he's like a son. So let's go to Cashman. 2009 is a long, unacceptable drought. The drought wasn't unacceptable for the White Sox. It's unacceptable, is it not, to the Yankees? Yep. Do you think, living in New York and following this stuff every day, that the Yankees will fire Brian Cashman?
Well, a Steinbrenner is still in charge.
But not that Steinbrenner.
Exactly. And the family is close to Brian Cashman. So the Yankees have made the playoffs. And I understand expanded is a little bit different. But they've still made the playoffs 21 out of the first 25 years that Brian Cashman has been the GM. So I get it, and I understand you can't go on Twitter because the fans on Twitter want him out yesterday. And the fans in the Bronx are also upset. But I think when push comes to shove, maybe Aaron Boone could be in trouble. I think that Brian Cashman, I don't think the Steinbrenner family is going to get rid of him just yet. I think they're going to chalk it up to, all right, you look at, you know, Josh Donaldson has been a disaster. Giancarlo Stanton hasn't been good. DJ LeMahieu, they signed him. That hasn't worked out. But I think they're going to chalk it up to injuries this year, the fact that Aaron Judge missed a lot of
time. And it's 1 year.
And it
last
exactly.
year.
They made it to the ALCS.
Yes. And by the way, and Houston's been a better team, and they can't stand that. They can't stand in New York that some team from Texas, somewhere out there, down there, is better than the team in the Bronx. But let's go to this other. There's a stat out there that, like, in 4,000 games, the Yankees have been out of contention for, like, 20 of them. They're always in contention. So you want to fire that guy on the chance you can find somebody who's as good? Oh, not as good because you want him gone. Better? This is short-sighted. Any owner who listens to anything or pays anything, any attention to anything on Twitter, he should be run out of office.
Now,
he should be replaced in his corner office.
And I don't think the Yankees operate like that. Now, the Yankees had lost 9 in a row. If they had lost yesterday or last night, that would have been a 10-game losing streak. They hadn't done that since 1913.
Years.
That's before even Babe Ruth. But my thing about the Yankees is the philosophy that they have. It's all, you know, feast or famine. Everyone is trying to hit a home run. During
other
that nine-game losing
are adjusting.
Streak, they batted a 171, and they scored about 26 runs.
It's going the other way. And so the Yankees got to go the other way quickly. But they do adapt, Frank.
But that's they're also, and I know you're going to love this, they're big on analytics. They have a big analytics department. And get it. Last year,
they
made it to
the ALCS.
But this
afternoon.
Whole thing of just trying to hit home runs all the time, and all they do is strike out.
You know, something sort of, for some of us, Yankee misery is such a cool
thing. I know you like
it's
that.
It's so great.
But they've won a lot.
That's all they do is win.
21 of the last 25
seasons. All they do is win. Stop.
That still counts.
Fire. Go ahead. Fire. And now to Lionel Messi, who led Inter Miami to yet another win last night. Messi had terrific assists on two crosses, also buried his PK as the team beat FC Cincinnati to advance to the final of the U.S. Open Cup. Inter Miami took the League's Cup earlier this month, and they're 8-0 since Messi's arrival in those god-awful uniforms. Frank, you know and you pay attention to soccer every moment of your waking existence. How is your boy Messi performing compared to your expectations when he arrived?
All right, so the play has been off the charts, but this is a guy that was great in the World Cup in November and December, leading Argentina to the victory. What has stood out, and he scored in every game until this last one. He had the two great assists. The tying one came in the 98th minute, eighth minute of stoppage of injury time. What has impressed me the most is that this guy has accomplished everything. He's won Champions League and won a million titles at Barcelona. He's won the Ballon d'Or, which is given out to the best player in the world seven times.
He's going to get the next one?
What
award
probably,
in November?
He
won
should.
The World Cup?
Absolutely. I'm blown away by how engaged he is. You see him after they won that League's Cup. Anytime they won a match, he was so excited. He seems like he's helping out his younger teammates. It's not this, I'm Lionel Messi, you guys are all beneath me. It's not that at all. He is into it, which makes it so refreshing to watch that a guy that's accomplished that much and comes over to the MLS. And here's the thing, too. Saturday is his actually first MLS game. All he's done is play tournament games up to this point, and they got a big mountain to climb because right now they're in last place in the Eastern Conference. They do have 12 matches left, but they got a long way to go.
Here's the difference, it seems to me, between Messi and all the other great, all-time great stars who came over to NASL or MLS, starting with Pelé.
That's right.
They didn't seem to have nearly as much left as Messi does.
Yeah.
They got here, and whether it was not being engaged, they looked around and said, are you kidding me? I'm going to start playing with these dudes. Maybe. I mean, I was here in Washington when Johan Cruyff got here.
Yep.
There were moments like this that Messi's produced, not nearly as many. There were moments where Johan Cruyff was, oh, my God, I don't know, most surveys I see have him in the top 10, maybe top five players all time. There were moments like that for Cruyff, not as many as Messi has produced in Miami.
He's been great. Two things. Number one, much like when LeBron went to Miami, he made sure that Dwayne Wade resigned, then he brought Chris Bosh. Messi went to Miami, he brought Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba, two Spanish players from Barcelona. So he has a good support team there. The other thing is, this is actually a little bit more important. I bought at face value four tickets for Saturday at Red Bull Arena. There's already some talk because he's played so much that he might rest.
Ooh.
We cannot have him rest. You know what? Say that you'll show
They're
up at the game.
They're doing that just for you as an NBA guy.
Is he going to come to New York one visit and not play? He's got to play, right?
Is he going to drink wine on the bench, you think?
Nah. Huh? He can even play the last 30 minutes.
He just
cannot rest that game.
If he rests, I'm going to call you. I'll be calling you every
What four tickets already?
I
won't sell them, and they're going for a lot of money.
I streamed last night, and they got it on Telemundo.
It was good.
A little slow for
Andres Cantor.
Let's take a break. But coming up, how should Trey Lance feel about his career prospects after being demoted by the Niners?
And does golf have a major problem on its hands with heckling from sports bettors? So you stream.
I did.
Streaming could be rough sometimes. You can't channel surf when you stream.
Well, there's some ways.
Multiple TVs.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, Tony's not here. So there will be no one to insult the emailers today. Let's see what's first.
Mail time!
You can never get over the greatness of that voice, Frank, whoever's doing that. How should Trey Lance feel about his career right now?
Not good in San Francisco. He's now been demoted. Trey is third, and he's the third string quarterback. Sam Darnold beat him out for the backup job. And remember, the 49ers traded up to get Trey. They gave up three first-round picks to get him. Do you know that in college and the pros, he has started a total of 21 games.
He's thrown like 400 passes total since high school.
And by the way, by comparison, I know it's a little unfair. Patrick Mahomes started 20 games last season.
Yeah.
And that was another quarterback that a team traded up to get.
Yeah.
They should be in the, whoever traded up to get him, including Andy Reid, should be in the Hall of Fame just based on that.
Well, listen, people go crazy. Oh, Sam Darnold beat him out. Sam Darnold was the third overall pick, too. Yeah. They were both high picks. I feel bad for Trey Lance because injuries have kept him from getting the development time he is so sorely needed. Even if he'd been healthy last year and the 49ers wind up getting their, what, third or fourth quarterback to go 7-1 and getting to the NFC Championship game.
Second year in a row.
It still wouldn't have been enough time. And now all of a sudden, he's been out there, whatever it is, 3 years. Justin Fields ahead of him, right? Mac Jones, I guess, ahead of him because Mac Jones is playing. I feel bad for him.
Trevor Lawrence, same
Trevor
draft.
Lawrence, I feel bad for him, but he's got, it's not over. He's too young for it to be over.
Yeah. I don't know why he's
starting. They say they may trade him. I think they'll keep him.
Let me read the next one.
Yep.
All right.
Let you take the next one.
Here we go. Oh, you'll like this one. How big of a problem does golf face with fans who bet and heckle?
Well, this came up initially because of the tournament at Lake Tahoe.
Marty Fish.
Marty Fish, a tennis player, was in the middle of his backswing and somebody screams out. And it ultimately benefits Steph Curry. And I guess we can link that better, having gained from Steph Curry. And so this comes up at Olympia Fields last week, and I was there. I was not at the time.
You weren't heckling.
No, I was not heckling. But it comes up at the time because a gambler, again, shouts out in the middle of a backswing, Max Homa's swing. And now you have to wonder, golfers are talking about it now, how often is it going to happen? The more that networks and leagues hitch their wagon to betting. This is what you have. People have something at stake.
Well, by the way, those guys were betting $3. That wasn't even that big of a bet.
No, and what happens when
they're acting out like
more.
That? And, you know, it's funny. You wonder if the golfers are just going to have to get used to it. Because we know that golf etiquette is you don't do that. So NBA fans will say, well, you could scream when a guy's at the free throw line. They're yelling when a guy is facing a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. There is certain etiquette.
Not anymore.
But how are you going to police it,
It went away in tennis. You don't have it in New York at the U.S. Open.
Yep.
It's going to have to go away in golf. I was out there. It was completely respectful other than apparently this. But golfers are saying, hey, there's more of this than you think.
John Rahm said it happens on
more of this than you
basically
think.
Every hole. What's going to happen in a major tournament? It happens on the 18th hole where a guy's putting to
then
win.
You got to keep swinging. Got to get used to it. Oh. Like on the weekend when Kornheiser belches in my backswing. Thank you for your emails. Let's take one last break. We're still to come. We may have seen the last of Steven Strasburg pitching.
And Jerry Jones, guess what he did? He passed over Jimmy Johnson once again.
So
let
petty.
It go.
So petty. My God. Jerry Jones has no rings without Jimmy Johnson. No. None. Zero.
Still counting the Barry Switzer one?
Yes, it's Jimmy Johnson's.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 29th birthday, Kelsey Plum. The star guard is averaging 19 a game for the 29-4 Las Vegas Aces. In addition to the ring she won last year with the Aces, Plum is a two-time All-Star, an Olympic gold medalist, and a former College Player of the Year at Washington. The Aces have actually lost twice in their last seven games and have been playing without the injured star, the one and only Candace Parker. But they still have Plum and two-time league MVP Asia Wilson, who put up a record-tying
53 Tuesday night, Frank, against the Atlanta Dream. After that game, Plum called Wilson a generational talent and one of the greatest players of all time.
You know what Becky Hammon called Asia Wilson? She said, she runs like a deer, jumps like a cat, and catches as if you were Superman.
Man.
Didn't your high school baseball coach, he said kind of the same thing about you?
Yeah, my fantasies and my dreams.
Asia Wilson's big time, though.
They're all big time. Kelsey Plum is a great
Aces,
point guard.
Liberty, final. We need that.
Happy anniversary. No, we don't.
New
to
York.
To the Redeem Team. On this day 15 years ago, the U.S. men's basketball team, led by Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade, won an Olympic gold by beating Spain in the Beijing Games. This bounce back followed the team's brutally awful bronze medal performance 4 years earlier in Athens. The U.S. team has actually won 5 of the 6 golds since the Dream Team took the court in 1992, greatest team ever assembled in any sport. The current U.S. team, led by Jalen Brunson, my man, and Anthony Edwards, who is a beast, open play at the FIBA World Cup against New Zealand Saturday morning in Manila. I want these same players, Frank, with Steph Curry, to represent the U.S. next summer in Paris at the Olympics.
What about Devin Booker?
Okay, Devin, but they got these guys. Play these guys.
Because they're dedicating their summer. By the way, let's give the 04 team a little bit of an out here.
They were young. They were babies.
Exactly. All those guys were rookies.
And I know, but it was brutal.
Jason Kidd, Kobe, Ray Allen.
That Burnett, was Larry Brown might have made a mistake. He picked
that. That was fun in Athens, though. You and I got to
see. Wasn't fun to watch. We
3 losses. Puerto Rico, Lithuania, Argentina.
One of Italy coming in. Happy trails to Steven Strasburg. The Washington Post is reporting that the one-time national ace plans to retire after battling chronic injuries. Strasburg was the World Series MVP with the Nats team that won the title in 2019 and pleased Kornheiser to no end. The team then rewarded him with a 7-year, $245 million extension, but Stras has only pitched 31 and a third innings since. His career record, though, is a sparkling 113-62, Frank.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You draft a guy number one.
Yeah.
You win the World Series with him, and he's the World Series MVP. It's still
I'll take it.
Right?
I'll take it.
It's a shame that
the guy who used to sit in that seat may not, but I'm taking it.
100%, you got to take it.
Happy trails to Jimmy Johnson getting inducted into the Cowboys Ring of Honor in 2023. Jerry Jones announced Wednesday that DeMarcus Ware will be the only person inducted in 2023. No Jimmy. Ware was a terrific player in the Hall of Fame, but Jimmy won 2 Super Bowls as head coach and was primarily responsible for the third one that Barry Switzer claimed 2 years later. Johnson is in the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ridiculous.
But Jones has been petty in keeping him out of the stupid little Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Yeah, you know what he's going to do? He's going to put our buddy Stephen A. Smith in before he puts Jimmy Johnson in.
Jimmy Johnson,
how can you have a Cowboys Hall of Fame?
Without a guy who set you up for 3.
It's a fake Hall of Fame.
It is fake.
You won 5 Super Bowls. He was the coach for 2 of them.
He was responsible for more of them than Tom Landry.
It's a fake Hall of Fame if he's not in there.
Jerry, you look bad. Stop being petty. Broncos top receiver Jerry Jeudy, and we're at the big finish now, was carted off the practice field with a hammy injury. That's a big deal, right, Frank?
Of course it's a big deal. And Sean Payton's done a lot of talking during the offseason. He's going to need him.
They need him, yeah.
Andy Reid says there's been no communication with defensive tackle Chris Jones. Is that a cause for concern?
Chris Jones is Kansas City's best defensive player. Says he might come in week 8. They're going to be in trouble if he does that. The Colts have given running back Jonathan Taylor until Tuesday to find a suitable trade. You like his chances?
I know you've been following this all offseason.
I have.
This is a big
actually
head of the league in rushing.
Yeah.
But I got to get at least
coach he's familiar with his
Maple Leaf star Austin Matthews agreed to a 4-year extension that will make him the NHL's highest paid player. Are you impressed?
That's what Dame Lillard calls like a paycheck by Halloween. $13.25 million per season passing McKinnon of the Avalanche. Last one, preseason football tonight. Steelers, Falcons, Colts, Eagles. Are you watching any of this junk?
It's appointment television for Michael Wilbon.
For people watching third and fourth stringers.
By the way,
they ain't playing backups
season ticket
anymore.
Holders.
Got to pay.
You got to pay.
You're not even getting second stringers for more than a series.
Jalen Hurts is not starting. Marcus Mariota is starting. He's only going to play a series.
Class action suit for fraud.
Roger Goodell on line 1. Right at time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. It's fraud.
Big preseason weekend.
What?
Giants, Jets. Aaron Rodgers.
Zip it. Now, here's SportsCenter.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.